BBRSDA's Waypoints is produced by BBRSDA. Those things said on Waypoints don't necessarily reflect the views of KDLG staff, management, or board of directors.
Hello, welcome to our fifth episode of the Waypoints Radio Show, brought to you by Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. My name is Andy Wink. I'm BBRSDA's Executive Director, and I'm very excited about today's show. With us today is our Marketing Director, Lalani Dunn, and BBRSDA Board President, Michael Jackson. So today we're going to be talking all about what is BBRSDA, what do we do, and most importantly, how fishermen can get involved to advance our mission, which really impacts everybody in the fleet. And so we're going to be talking a lot about our programs, our activities today, kind of how the organization works, what our calendar looks like. And but before we do that, I do want to mention a couple of our other staff members as well as our board members. First of all, for our staff, we have Frances Birch, who's our program specialist, and she's actually out fishing right now, so she couldn't be with us today. And we also have Becky Machane, who's our financial administrator. So we have a staff of four who are working year-round on behalf of the fleet and supporting the board. And on the board, BBRSDA has seven board members that are elected by the fleet. And so our current board structure is, as I said, Michael Jackson, who's our president. And then we have Fritz Johnson, Reba Temple, Nels Urey, Patrick O'Neill, and just elected to the board this year was George Wilson Jr. And so those are your board members. As I said, board members are elected, and they are elected for three-year terms. So the next go-around, we'll actually have three seats up for election. And if you're interested in running for the board, submitting a nomination, that will probably happen around February or March. So stay tuned to our website, bbrsda.com, for more information about that. Then voting for those open board seats will happen after we have the nominations set in place. And so with that little intro, welcome Lalani and MJ. Any words here to start us off before we kind of dive into this?
I just want to congratulate the fleet on the harvest of this season. It's, if I'm not mistaken, the largest run in the history of Bristol Bay. Is that fair to say, Andy?
Yeah, that's right. We've eclipsed the 62.3 and are sitting right now, as of yesterday, at about a 62.8 million sockeye run. So the largest ever. And the harvest is a little bit over 38 million fish. So congratulations to all of you guys out there on the water. You're fishing Bristol Bay's largest sockeye run. It's really amazing.
Put that in perspective. Where else, what other fishery on the face of this earth can you say is setting record runs right now besides Bristol Bay? This is a unique fishery that we're all involved in. So with that, once again, congratulations, everyone. Lalani, anything?
Oh, just an extra congratulations, and I hope everyone has a safe travel home when all is said and done up there.
So, MJ, maybe you could take us through the programs that BBRSDA has, because they really touch on the different themes that we work on to support the mission of raising the value of the fishery. And the organization, how we go about trying to meet the mission, is really sits on three pillars. You know, you've got sustainability, having kind of maximum sustained yield, but ensuring that those fish come back. That's critically important to this fishery. I mean, its calling card really is its volume. And then we have quality, got to take care of the fish once we have them in and have them in the nets and on the boat. And then we got to sell that fish, we got to market it. You can have great fish, but people got to know about it. And then beyond that, we have our finance and our outreach committees that really do a lot of the supporting work. But maybe if you could take people a little bit deeper into how they can get involved and kind of how these committees operate, I think that'd be helpful for folks to know.
So there's a committee structure where three or four board members are on different committees, and that's great and it works well, but a lot of times without outside input, you can make decisions in a vacuum. So the BBRSDA is really big on trying to get member involvement. So we're trying to include more members that are interested on the committees so that we can get a well-rounded opinion once we come up with programs and proposals. So if you're interested in getting involved, you could become a member of the Sustainability Committee, the Finance Committee, the Outreach Committee, the Marketing Committee, or the Quality Committee. And each one of these are helping to meet the mission of raising the value of the harvest for our members. So if you're interested at all, I know that I've recruited a few people for different committees because I'm not a financial expert. I'm an average fisherman, and so I want to get people involved on the finance committee that are finance professionals. I want people involved in the quality committee that make a living doing quality projects. Then we can get use them as references to make better decisions. And so we're really, really big on trying to recruit members into our committee structure.
Yeah, and I would just note that the time to get involved in those is really coming up quickly because a lot of the work that goes into deciding what the RSDA is going to spend its funding on, you know, that's going to happen after this season and during the fall. And so each committee will probably have two, maybe three meetings. I don't think the workload is too crushing. And MJ could maybe talk a little bit more about what that looks like, but.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. So as I mentioned, the committee structure has three or four board members on the committee. And then we try to recruit other members. And as far as how to go about it, you can email andy@bbrsda.com, or you can email staff. What is Francis's? Francis@bbrsda.com. And we can get you involved. As far as what the workload looks like, we have each committee averages, I would say, 5 to 6 committee meetings a year. The committee meetings are probably 2 to 3 hours maximum. And then there's a little bit of work outside a committee to be prepared for the meetings. So you're not looking at a huge workload, but your involvement is critical to the success of this organization. It's the members that drive this. Whenever I stand in front of our fleet and I think about the responsibility that we have as board members to make decisions, I don't want that all on the board's back. I think it's critically important that we get the fleet involved so that it really is the fleet's organization.
Yeah, and these committees, they're the ones that come up with a lot of the projects. You know, that are going to go to the board and end up being in the budget. So it's kind of this committee process and structure that drives what the RSDA, you know, what its activities are going to be and, you know, where the priorities and budgeting gets placed, right?
Yeah, thanks. And I think that if you all are listening and want to take away one thing, Andy had talked about this before, is if you have an idea, if you have something you want to see happen, send in a proposal. There are templates on the website for you to fill out, and that's how you become directly involved in the direction of this organization. It's one thing to talk about it, it's another thing to do it. And once that proposal gets in front of a committee, then the committee debates its merits, checks out its cost-benefit analysis, and the committee will decide what to recommend to the full board. So if three of the four committee members say, hey, this sounds like a really good idea, I think we need to bring this to the board and present the positive and negative so we can get a board vote on this, it goes up the committee ladder to the full board where it's voted on. And so if you are a member of the committee, you're directly involved from the start all the way to the finish. And it's critically important.
Yeah, and thanks for mentioning that. We do have a proposal template on the website, bbrsda.com. Just go to the projects dropdown, and you can read more about submitting a project proposal. But I would also say, even if you're maybe not looking to take on and execute a project, even just send us ideas. We might know people or companies, or we might know how to get it done. And so, you know, it's just helpful to get as many ideas as possible. So you can always even just email those into info@bbrsda.com, and we'll make sure that the board and committees get a hold of those. I think we kind of, you know, mentioned our mission statement. What are we trying to do here? What's the RSDA really built for? Our goal is to maximize the value of the fishery for fishermen. We're a fishermen's organization. We're funded by fishermen. We're directed by fishermen. And so that is our mission that we work on every day. And what that amounts to, you know, for those of you who don't know, the RSDA assessment is a 1% of gross landing value. And that's taken out of settlements by processors. It goes to the state, and the state essentially pays us that money once per year. And so in terms of total funding, what the RSDA is working with, you know, it's really a function of fishery value. If fishery value is high, then that assessment's going to be larger. So our funding's going to be larger. In the past few years, we've been tending to have assessments ranging from about $1.5 to $3 million. So, you know, it kind of gives you a sense of how much funding there is to go around. But I want to have Leilani jump in here and tell you about some upcoming events, which I think fishermen, you know, some of them you'll already probably be at, but we want to make sure folks know what's going on.
So I wanted to start off with our photo contest. Some of you have actually submitted photos already this season. Thank you so much. We're super excited. It is live. It's also on our website. If you go to the header for the fleet and drop down the menu options there, it's under photo contest. We have our five categories: sockeye salmon, action, community shots, people, you know, fish people, we love it, and landscape and nature as well. You have time. You don't have to do it right now or the moment you get back to a full speed connection. I think you have at least until October to submit your photos there. And hopefully we will see lots of your faces in those submissions.
Yeah, and one thing to realize, I guess, about the photo contest while you're still out fishing is, you know, for the RSDA, for anybody trying to get professional photos of fishing in Bristol Bay, it's so expensive to have photographers go out, and they do a great job. Obviously, you know, pros do, but it's very difficult to get them on boats, especially with COVID still sort of being in the world. And when we get those, you know, sometimes we don't always get as much variety in terms of faces or places. And so it's really great to get photos from the fleet. And especially holding sockeye, we do tend to get a fair amount of, you know, people holding kings, because, you know, we all do like to take pictures of our king salmon. But, you know, this fishery, it's bread and butter is sockeye, obviously. And so, you know, having fishermen holding a sockeye on the back deck, you know, a nice chrome sockeye, no blood. Those are shots that really connect with consumers, and never know, might win you some cash prizes too, because our photo contest has a top prize of $500. And then each first place photo in each category gets $250. And then second through fifth place in each category wins 100. So maybe some easy money here to scoop up while you're helping us make the fish more valuable.
The next event we've got is Pacific Marine Expo, which we like to refer to as PME. That's coming up November 18th through 21st at Lumen Field, formerly CenturyLink Center. And our booth number is the same. If you've gone in years past, it's booth number 4119. And we are set to have a member meeting on Thursday, November 18th at the Silver Cloud Hotel. Details for that will be on our website as November approaches. The next event we've got is the Symphony of Seafood. We are sponsoring this with the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation. And during PME, the Seattle Open House event is slated to happen. They have not firmed up exactly which date, but what we're most excited about is the new salmon-specific category, as well as the Bristol Bay Choice Award. And we also have our tentative board meeting coming up on August 13th. And you are welcome to call in and listen to that meeting. We have the information for all our committee and board meetings listed on our homepage, bbrsda.com. And it's there on the right side under upcoming events.
Yeah, and if you're looking at it on your phone, I think sometimes you might have to scroll to the bottom to see that sidebar with the way that the website loads on phones. But what do we got coming up next year?
The things we've got slated for 2022 include the Juneau Open House for the Symphony of Seafood. And this is usually at the beginning of the legislative session, which is early February. And this is exciting. Just like the open house in Seattle, it's where people actually taste the different entries of the Symphony of Seafood and vote on it. And then there's a People's Choice Award. But up in Juneau, that's when the grand prize is presented to the winner. And the grand prize is chosen by the judges of the symphony. And in March, we're returning to Seafood Expo North America in Boston, and that's March 13th through 15th, as well as member meetings, which we did not have the past 2 years because of COVID. But traditionally, the BBRSDA is up in the Bay and we have a preseason member meeting.
Yeah, we're excited to get back to that. It's been a challenge with COVID the last couple of years. So those have been a little bit more ad hoc and virtual. But in years past, we would rotate an in-person member meeting between NACNEC and Dillingham.
Lalani, Andy, could I add something regarding the Austin Seafood Show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I speaking from experience, I went probably 28, 30 years ago now as someone trying to sell my product. And it was an education like I'd never had before. I came back with my tail between my legs and just decided I wanted to fish instead of trying to go that route. 3 years ago, I went as a board representative. I was asked by our marketing firm to go and represent as a fisherman. And there are thousands of people at this show that are presenting at their booths and lots of people walking through and not many fishermen. And I will tell you, having a fisherman able to explain what's happening with their product was very, very popular. So it's critical in my mind's eye that we show up and that we bring some fishermen to this show. So if people are in the Boston area, when the scene is going on, could you please reach out and let us know? Because we may be able to use you as a resource to kind of talk with people walking through the show.
Well, and that's kind of a good segue to our next topic, which is about outreach and, us reaching out to the fleet, but also hopefully getting some engagement back towards us because, you know, I think what consumers are really hyper aware of and what they're looking for these days is authenticity. You know, obviously value and quality go into it, but, you know, this brand and this fishery it's so authentic. You know, there's such a rich history and culture to this fishery. And of course, lots of amazing fish. And the more stories we have to tell of more people, and you know, the better we can round that out, the better that we can bring that to consumers. And and hopefully, you know, raise the value of the fish itself. So maybe MJ and Lonnie, do you want to walk folks through how they can get engaged with us and how hopefully we can all work together to tell that story?
One of the things that we've had for a while now on our website is the fisherman profile form and bios listed. And we are still in search for more profiles. As Andy said, it's the differentiator of our brand. Yes, the fish is great. Yes, the harvest is successful and the quality is improving year after year, but the story, your story, is so unique to retailers, chefs, restaurants, everyone that we are out there speaking to. So the more profiles we can feature and share, the better for everyone. When we do our statistics on our social media and website, our brand social media and website to be specific, the most popular posts are always fishermen posts. Photos of harvest, featured bios, you name it. Those are the ones that are most engaged, most liked, and it's wonderful. And the best way to share anything easily is with our Instagram at Bristol Bay All Day. We manage it every day, mostly Francis and board member Nels, but we are constantly there and would love to just see more content and share it.
And so if people are on Instagram, they can just hashtag Bristol Bay All Day and, mm-hmm. and that'll kind of feed into that feed, right, Lilani?
Yes, they can hashtag it and that would make it searchable per hashtag. They could also mention it and that would allow us to reshare it.
Well, Andy, Lilani, if I may, I've got something I'd like to bring up is everything that you've mentioned so far, Lilani, everything you've mentioned, Andy, a lot of this has been staff driven. We have an amazing staff and our staff executes what the fleet asks the board to do and what the board asks the staff to do. So the more you can give us good input, the more we can provide our amazing staff with things to do for us to execute. And you're kind of wondering, well, does it work? Well, we had Rob Ryerson, the CEO from TradeX, on one of the radio shows a little bit ago. Andy, can you give just a real short bio of Rob so that people out there listening can understand the importance of who he is in the marketplace?
Yeah, so TradeX does, first of all, TradeX is a very large wholesale trader of all sorts of different seafood, including salmon and Bristol Bay sockeye. They're based out of Vancouver, British Columbia, sell, you know, fish all over the world, high volume. And they also have been, you know, for some of you might have seen their 3-minute market insights. They do a really good job of reporting on seafood market conditions for a whole variety of species. But, you know, they're top notch and the real deal. And they've been in this business for a long time. And so why don't you, share Rob's impression of the RSDA's program.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. So listening to Rob talk, before Bristol Bay, we'd have a quantity problem. If we had a huge run, we were really concerned about being able to move that inventory through the pipeline so we didn't have carryover into the next season. Always the death of the price is having carryover. Well, Rob Ryerson got on and said, bring us your fish, every fish. We will sell every single fish. And the reason is, and he called out BBRSDA as a brand and the quality now that the brand brings to the marketplace. And he also was aware of and mentioned the sustainability of our habitat and how pristine it is. That is a selling point for his consumers. So is the BBRSDA working? Well, according to Rob Ryerson, who's one of the top marketers on the planet, it is. So I just want to make sure the staff gets called out for what they've done and make sure that you know as a fleet that it's working. It's absolutely working. So the more you get involved, the higher we can get that price.
Yeah, and this is not just going out to a few dozen or a few hundred people. The marketing program, which Lalani heads up, we have promotions that we've done in over 2,000 North American grocery stores, very large chains, very well-respected regional chains, and those social posts. We have engagement with thousands and thousands, probably many, many tens of thousands of consumers out there. So there's a really big reach with this, with our marketing program. And we've had just excellent feedback from our partners. I don't know, Lalani, if you want to touch on that at all, sort of how our marketing program is received by our partners.
Yeah, I can, without taking up too much airtime here, but just reiterating what I mentioned in our episode 3, our brand is getting stronger and stronger with each year, with each season. We have return retailers. We have over 10 retailers and 1,600 stores doing fresh promotions this year, and the people are wanting to promote with us. We are rarely asking for the promotion. They're coming to us. So that just signifies just the quality of the product, the quality of experience of the promotion, and just the strength of the brand and the fishery itself.
Yeah, so I guess what we've been, talking about here in this segment mostly is that the more that we can get engagement and do outreach with the fleet, that really supports our marketing efforts, also supports quality and sustainability efforts. So we really see outreach as a key program to bolster and strengthen, the other programs that we do, that at the end of the day, maximizes the sustainable volume of fish, the quality of that fish, and hopefully the price in the end, because that's going to be driven, in the long term by how valuable it is to consumers. And we also have some really fun, cool merch, some apparel. Lalani, do you want to give the fleet a little bit of a heads up on that if they don't already know?
Yeah, last year we launched our first merch store. There was an ask for it, and we listened, and we created a line of Bristol Bay Sockeye swag at cost to increase the awareness of your brand and your fishery. And you could find the merch store just off of our homepage if you click under For the Fleet. And it has all the items listed there. If there's something that you'd like to see, feel free to email us at info@bbrsda.com.
Yeah, and the designs look so cool there. There's some really nice hats, some great hoodies, and an awesome t-shirt. To kind of close this out here, we wanted to make sure we let the fleet know about how they could reach out to us. There's a lot of different ways. MJ, do you want to talk a little bit about how fishermen, can easily reach the RSDA?
You bet. Well, there's a number of different ways. You can do it via text. You can do it via email. You can call board members directly. You can call staff directly. But the key here is that you need to get involved. Unless you're involved, you're not going to make that call. You're not going to make that text. You're not going to send that email. And that's why I'm on this call today, is I really want to drive member involvement. I would like to see proposals. I would like to see projects that members bring to the board so that they realize that this organization isn't just something that they pay into and have no involvement in or participation, that this is your organization. This is benefiting you. And because of that, if you can think of ways that you feel would benefit the fishery more, we want to hear them. We would like to have you call us, text us, email us. Any way that you can, please do reach out, because again, I can't say this enough. Without member involvement, the quality of our decisions will suffer. We don't have input from the fleet. We don't have a well-rounded perspective to make decisions. We need your help. I'm asking you, please help us to help you by becoming more involved.
Yeah, and I think the board has done a tremendous job in recent years and going back many years too. But you know, more heads are always better than fewer, and more ideas put on the table is always a good thing. So that number, you know, again, 907-677-2371. Our website, bbrsda.com, really is where, you know, we post as much things as we can for the fleet. There's even market information there. You know, you can find out sort of what the wholesale value of the fish is. You can figure out, well, how much is fishermen's share of the fishery? What are different companies paying as far as ex-vessel prices? There's a whole bunch of resources there. And probably one of the easiest ways, if you don't, you know, make it a habit of checking out our website from time to time, is just sign up for our email newsletter. Outside of the season, we send out an email newsletter usually about once a month. It's pretty short read, and it'll keep you up to date on everything that's happening with DBRSDA and the work that we're doing. And then finally, a really great way that members can also reach out to us is to attend board meetings. And it'd be great once we're sort of able to get back and do those in person. If you're at PME the day before, feel free to stop by our board meeting that's happening on November 17th. But you can always call in to board meetings as well. You know, we post up agendas, we notice board meetings. And so when you see those come up, if you want to call in, just again, email us or call us, and you can email info@bbrsda.com and request that call-in information, because we don't get a huge number of member comments. We get some, but you know, those comments are read by all the board members and they're really taken to heart. Sometimes we act on them, sometimes we don't, but that's a great way to, you know, get your thoughts and opinions across to the organization. And probably a better way than maybe posting it, you know, a Facebook comment sometimes, especially I would say on the Bristol Bay Sockeye Facebook feed, you know, that really is meant to try to engage with consumers. And so it's kind of not the place to hash out, you know, or kind of air grievances. If you have, you know, good, bad, or otherwise critical thoughts, you know, we definitely do want to hear those, just probably better forums for that so that we can address them, rather than kind of fight about them on social media. But you know, we also have a BBRSDA Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, that's a very easy way. You can just like or follow that page. And that feed is really meant for the fleet. You know, we're trying to put content on there that is going to be helpful for fishermen, whereas the Bristol Bay Sockeye one is really meant to engage with consumers and tell the story of the fishery. So a little bit about how to reach out to us there. That's, I think, pretty much all the time we have to cover today. But, you know, again, hope that if you have an idea for something that the RSDA can do, that you'll reach out to us. You know, sign up for the newsletter and check out the things that we mentioned. I want to leave, you know, as we kind of exit out here, Lulani, anything else you'd like to say to the fleet as they wind down the 2021 season?
Just a big thank you for the hard work and an open, welcoming invitation to reach out directly, as I think we've repeatedly said for the last half hour or so. It is so valuable to hear from you directly, and I look forward to it this upcoming year. Thank you.
Absolutely. And MJ, last word here before we sign off. Anything else you'd like to say to all the fishermen out there as our president?
Well, thank you. I'd just like to thank you and Leilani for setting this up. Really proud of the fact that we set a record in Bristol Bay, and that is forever. That is the biggest run ever in Bristol Bay since it's been recorded, and you guys out there fishing did that.
So we've given you a few things today that you can, that you learned about the RSDA or found some different ways that you could learn more or engage with us. And so that's kind of what our whole episode was about today. And thanks for taking the time to listen. Our next episode, you can catch next Thursday at 12:30 Alaska time, or find it on KDLG website after the fact if you miss it. And so until then, good fishing and good luck. Thank you all.